In an impromptu address to an audience of young people in Honiara last month, Manasa Sogavara recalled that he dropped out of school after a teacher called him Mr. Nobody. His first job was to make tea and clean toilets for British colonial officials. "You're not Mr. Nobody," he declared, "and if some of us can rise from making tea and cleaning toilets, you can do anything." Sogavara, now 62, served a brief term as prime minister in 2000, then another in 2006, both amid the violence that locals call the tensions. It took an Australian-led force called Ramsey to restore order. At the time, Sogavara bitterly opposed what he regarded as neo-colonial interference. Elected prime minister again in 2014, Sogavara presided over the final withdrawal of Ramsey earlier this year, which he then praised as divine intervention. The prime minister allegedly took a $5 million bribe in exchange for a contract to a Chinese telecoms giant to build an undersea cable to Australia. He denied it. In Parliament on Monday, his critics charged less extravagant forms of corruption, including the appointment of family members to government posts, and many complained that Sogavara had stopped listening to them. Opposition leader Derek Sikua said, "My greatest sadness is that all too often the Prime Minister sees fit to lower himself to submit to advice from individuals with dubious character." Sogavara lost the vote 27-23. Half of his own party voted with the opposition. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.